Welcome to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
Michi, don't leave us again. I swear to fucking God, this is the second time now.
Fuck off, Lin, it was fine.
No! You're not allowed to talk as much as you did last week!
Fuck off.
there's only three of you, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it was so fine, three of us had to make our own podcast.
I know, right?
Oh!
You Sun Vulcaned the shit out of last week. Yes. We weren't even supposed to have an episode last week, but you guys stepped up. I'm actually proud that you care enough about the show to do it without me.
I just sat there and I went, hey, you know what? We weren't going to do it because we can't use the equipment without breaking it somehow.
Accurate.
As Itchy knows from the last time we tried. Yeah. And then I was sitting there like, I have a fucking audio recorder in my backpack. Why the fuck aren't we just using that?
Yeah, which doesn't explain why you fucking didn't pull that out last time.
I know, right? Because I didn't even remember I had it with me the last time.
I'm going to stick a fucking post-it note to your face.
Especially though the audio quality on it was really good.
Yeah,
it's
well...
It's a really high-quality thing
well,
I
yeah,
keep in my bag.
We use it for conventions and interviews and such. That's how we did our interview with Little Karibo.
Damn straight. And once again, that was once again a moment of, hey, wait, I have this in my bag, why don't we use it?
Yeah.
And I'm back, too.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, Cell's here. Who
Featuring Cell.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you guys, I was planning on coming last week. I was, like, just about to leave when it just hit me. If I drive right now, I will die.
Why?
I was so sick.
Oh.
Like, I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna die. If I'm behind the wheel of a car, not only would I die, I'm taking lives with me. That's your podcast.
No, that's how you die in the video game.
Oh.
Also,
he dies in real life because he died in the movie.
So yeah, I know I've mentioned it a lot, but as of this recording, this date, RPG Maker MV is finally out. It's on Steam. You can get it off RPG Maker Web. That's the
blah,
tool.
Blah blah blah. Unpaid plug.
And as of
hey,
this,
I don't care. I love
this,
the software.
And as of this recording, Halo 5's in 4 days.
Okay.
Fuck you. You like Halo, bitch.
We forgot to cue the roll call.
We haven't queued the roll call yet because I'm still going over important stuff.
Can I cue the roll call?
No, fuck you. Cue the roll call! We're going to let Noble do it.
Yeah, because we haven't had a Skype guest in forever. Yeah. Mr. Noble, take it away!
Cue the roll call.
Sure, ignore me.
We're live! Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Cheetah's Azeal,
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Light Red,
Trauma Inducer, North Caster, Saga,
from Royal to Ranger, Orange Caster, Noble,
broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet,
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger,
on air,
Otsukare. Okay, so, this week we're talking about Kamen Rider Ghost, Episode 3, Ninja, Episode 34, and the Kamen Rider Yongo movie. Alright, so let's just jump right into Ghost. So first thing I noticed is they added Edison Damashii to the opening, which obviously they're going to keep doing. Which I'm excited to see once they've got, like, all the forms crammed in there.
It's going to be such a clusterfuck. Oh, yeah.
It'll probably look something like the Dragon Knight opening with just all the forms just really quickly.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I liked how they did...
Not that you would know. You don't watch the openings.
I liked how they showed all of Forze's...
I pointed the Raven.
Yeah.
I liked how they showed all of Forze's...
I pointed the Raven.
I liked how they showed all of Forze's forms in the opening because they just show them doing all their final attacks.
Oh,
and yeah. I was like, at one after the other, so I was like, yay.
So, can we just talk about how the whole Little John being the news reporter was immediately transparent?
Yeah,
no
like,
shit.
I'm, like, I'm just like, oh, new character. Hmm. Oh, this Little John character has a rather feminine look.
Yeah, no, because in the preview I didn't notice, but then I was watching it, I was just staring, and I'm like, Little John's got a really nice ass. Oh, it's a woman.
You didn't notice in the preview, because they only showed her from, like, the back of her head for about a second in the preview.
Quote of the night. Yeah. John's got a nice ass.
Hey, the back of the head is all I need.
Oh.
Mega strike.
No. Ichi.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
So, we find out a little bit more about Creepy McToothface and Evil Philip. Apparently, they're the ones giving targets to these people.
His name is Aran.
Is it? Where did you read that?
I read it on the wiki.
Okay.
His name is Aran.
Like A-R-A-N?
Where is he running to?
Like Samus Aran.
Sorry, what was that, Noble?
I was asking where he was running to.
Oh, I don't know. He ran so far away.
Thank you so much.
Get away.
Coming this winter from Apple, the Iran.
No, take all the things out of the Iraq. It can't handle all that weight.
No.
One of the best.
10 points for the reference, all of our listeners.
No, one of the best points is from bringing down the house. Dad, what's Iraq? It's a country. Take some magazine from
it's
him.
A shelving unit.
They speaking about breath.
So Onari continues to be fucking amazing. Oh, Raven can't stand him, but I already defended
Raven.
You and me for
Raven,
that saying.
Have
Onari's
a heart.
Glorious.
I love him. I love Lemon Grab.
No,
I hate the fact that there's two of them.
I love no. Yeah, he made a pretty good assumption that Akari and Onari are literally the same character. Different sides of the spectrum.
They're the same fucking character. One's just all into science, the other's all into religion.
Oh no, that was obviously that was obvious from the start.
Yeah, and it's fucking boring. Well, I talked about this last week, so fuck it, we're moving on.
Here's the difference. Onari is interesting. Akari just pisses me off. As I'm sure most viewers will agree.
Okay.
They both managed to do that pretty well.
I'll talk about this a bit, but actually Akari did kind of...
Do a thing.
Do a thing. Yeah, but can I just say that it was super adorable just when Onari's in front of TV and he just... I was like, he's excited watching TV!
Just like, I just love how Onari had all these really awkward, super close-up fisheye Dutch cut shots the whole episode. Oh, the Supernatural Phenomenon Laboratory! I had business cards done up with your name! Not creepy at all!
I'll come with you! No, that's okay, I got this! I'll come with you! I do better alone! It's like, poor guy.
I love this guy.
He's fantastic.
Slap a ghost driver on him, babe, Toby.
I feel like if this was a comedy, it would be like, oh, Nari.
That was the joke I made!
Is it a comedy?
And now that's the name of this episode.
Yep.
Oh, Nari.
I'm writing that down.
God, thank you, Noble.
Yay, I did a thing.
I did do a thing.
You know what you gotta do? We gotta take their faces, and you know, each, this is for you to do some editing, or photoshopping, sorry. You gotta, like, put, like, their faces in, like, separate circles, like, oh, you.
I can do that.
Go for it.
Go for it. Go.
Yeah. I love how, Tucker's gotten, pretty well his invisibility under control, but when he's doing that one scene where he's sneaking through the facility, he's still, like, skulking and crouched over, like it's gonna do anything.
He's always just creeping around,
You know what? I like to think that because, he's labeled himself as a ghost hunter now, he's just having fun. He's just like, you know what? I'm gonna...
Well, yeah, but it's, wildly unnecessary.
Wildly unnecessary!
I feel like when he's doing that theme, he's humming, the 007 thing, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do the entire time he's doing that, sulking around.
Or, the Pink Panther theme.
Which I was gonna say, there's a point in this episode, you watch it, you know what I'm talking about. I really thought it was going to be the Pink Panther theme.
It sounded like it.
It was very close. I'm like, did they get the rights to use this?
Wow.
All that was going through my head.
It changed one note.
All that was going through my head was just when Peter was...
There is nothing better than Krunk. We can all agree on that.
Let's talk about that. Akari learned, with the help of Sage, of course, but... She discovered a program that lets her make a thing that disperses in the air to see ghosts.
Sage, or who we should refer possibly to as a horse stick.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, that was unsettling.
No, the whole costume changing really bugs me.
It's funny, because I wrote horse stick as a note, and then I was just looking at it just now, and I completely forgot why I wrote the note horse dick.
Yeah,
so there's just a horse stick all in capitals with a question mark.
So horse dick? Thank you for reminding me why I wrote horse dick.
You needed a reason.
No.
I just love hearing how Japanese people do animal noises.
Because
they think cats do. No, but it's
no,
cute.
No, it's because the Japanese have different onomatopoeia for animal noises.
Yes,
yeah,
cats are nyan, and apparently...
Meow.
To be honest, is any word really right when it comes to a cat sound? Are they really going meow?
I don't know. It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. And all cultures are wrong.
So yeah, Akari, with the help of Sinnin, gets the ability to make a cannon that foofs out a bunch of gold dust that makes ghosts visible.
It was a fucking leaf blower! It was a makeshift leaf blower!
It looked like a giant version of the GoBusters binocular gun, or whatever.
No, they had a camera.
It was like the sword, it was like the binocular sword minus the sword, but then like three times big, and it shoots a fucking cloud of gold dust. Not even dust, fucking gold glitter.
I wonder, because I know the Ganma was something Native American based, but I didn't know who it was.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Fuck yeah, sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Wait, sorry, Lane, what Native American?
That was what the Ganma was. He was obviously based on some kind of historical Ganma. Native American.
Wait, the one with the axe?
That's
Ganma.
Maybe a little.
Oh, yeah, the axe Ganma?
Yeah.
I honestly felt it was like more medieval because it would go with the theme of Robin Hood.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but he did.
It looked like a tomahawk.
I was going to say, he did kind of have a tomahawk thing going on where he was throwing axes.
What's a monster?
I didn't like the fucking axe blade.
Oh my god.
Shooting from his chest.
That ruined it for me. Where I'm just like, this guy could have looked cool, but that big fucking axe in the middle of his
chest. I like how he somehow had a fucking barrier for some reason. Like, why does that relate to an axe? Whatever, it's to serve the plot. It's so we can snipe him.
Powers arbitrary to the ghost.
But we did learn a bit more about what the Ganma are trying to do. Apparently they're trying to collect the icons themselves by influencing a person to go after the soul of the hero to such a degree that the ghost trades its power for the human's lives.
What?
So you know there's going to be a story at some point where someone actually goes all the way and dies to produce an icon.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
No, they're pulling the whole fucking Phantom bullshit.
Oh,
yeah,
kind of.
God damn.
Calling it now. What's the creator's name again? Ishinomori?
Ishinomori, yeah.
Ishinomori is going to come in. No, I must stop this.
Turns into an icon, goes to ghost.
Yes.
No,
well, the funny thing is, like, the chime for the form, it literally translates to pen and paper, creation god.
Oh, God.
So, I'm just going to say this. Why the fuck would Ishinomori stop someone from dying? He was all for that shit in his show.
Good point.
Okay, so apparently
his toy wouldn't let him do it.
It's funny because it's true.
Apparently, he's called the Ono Ganma.
Ono means axe.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
I mean.
No.
Well, yeah, because the first two in episode one were called the Sword Ganma and the Spear Ganma.
He does have a medieval thing. I mean, not medieval. Sorry, Native American thing going on.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got like the horse, the headdress, the bands on his arm. Yeah.
That's what. Yeah,
you're right.
That protruding axe chest, though, goddamn.
Yeah. So Robin Hood Dimashi,
I love it.
Yeah, no, everyone like I've seen everywhere. Everyone's all in agreement that Robin Hood is fucking awesome.
I like the asymmetry of it.
Yeah,
I like the
feather in the hood is pretty awesome.
Now, granted, I'm on a big arrow kick lately. So you just put a guy in green and give him a bow, I'm bound to love it.
Well, yeah. I've already got the Gun Saber, so I'm probably going to end up getting the Condor Phone just to do that. Sorry, Noble, go ahead.
I was just saying, I was just more or less going into agreement because I've been watching Arrow as it comes out also.
Well, there you go.
Also,
he did it!
Also, Robin and Dimashi, what I have seen so far to be the best fucking use of pyrotechnics Toei has ever fucking produced. Like, after he fucking defeated the thing, just wall of fucking explosions.
Yeah,
right behind
like,
him. And I was
like, way wider than normal.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus.
It almost felt like it was an accident. Like, they're behind the
scenes. Just go with it!
No, yeah, like, behind the scenes, like, holy shit, there's a chain reaction going on!
Holy shit, all of our pyrotechnics just went off at the same time.
We had those reserved for the other takes. I guess we nailed it on this one.
I'm just picturing after the thing, the actors in the vicinity. Oh, my ears. Yeah.
It was also really cute to, cool to see, not cute, but cool to see, like, Taku was trying to, relate to Lil Jon, because it's like, oh, my father died, whatever, due to like injustice or whatever, like that.
Oh,
and
tragic
backstory. Like,
yeah,
my father
died
too.
Well, my father died too. Kindred spirits.
I love how, like, at the end, Taku, I think it was him and Onari, or maybe Akari, they just like high five each other with thumbs ups.
Yeah. So, yeah, Robin Hood wasn't real.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There has to have been a Robin of Locksley.
No, there was a Robert of Locksley, and he's considered to be the inspiration for Robin Hood, but there was no Robin of the Hood.
Well, the thing you have to understand, Cell, is Robin Hood may not be real, but unfortunately neither is Kamen Rider.
Yeah, and Robin of the Hood is a completely different person than Robin Hood.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, it's like fucking Raven Simone's Lil Red Riding from The Hood. God, I can't believe
it. Hey, we all know Edison didn't exist either.
Oh, by the way, Robin was called
Robin
of the Hood.
No, he just didn't exist as we seem to think he did.
Robin was called Robin of the Hood because apparently him and his merry men wore the hoods all the time.
Also, Yurusen was kind of annoying this week.
Yurusen is always annoying.
No, but like I tolerate the shit out of him or her, whatever the fuck he is.
Her.
But
I'm
just like
say her.
I love that Takaru went to try to go to Yurusen for advice. He's like, Yurusen, fuck you on right here, and it's like, how do I do it?
And then Onari,
like, I know everything.
And then Onari actually figures out the problem.
Yeah, and then they run into a forest having fucking axes exploding around them in the middle of a forest. I'm like, Jesus.
Well, this is the perfect fight to debut Robin Hood Dimashi.
But yeah, it was so cute, like, seeing Onari, like, fucking just running around trying to, like, figure out shit. And, like, you've tried to fight and, like, call Takaru to tell him, like, I'm surprised he actually had a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, being dead. That's the thing we have to remember this whole show.
He
Whatever
dead.
He does, he is dead. This is Bleach.
Yeah. But no, just with Onari just, like, contacting Tucker, and he's like, oh, yeah, and then, like, Lil Jon's just, like, right there. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, damn.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And yeah, if you paid attention, there was a quick little shot. We saw Makoto, a.k.a. Spectre, with his little snake mobile.
Yeah.
Oh, something we should talk about quickly. The Condor.
Oh, that thing was so cool.
I like it more than the iguana.
The Condor foe.
Literally.
Eh.
I want to get it just so I can, like, display it on my desk.
I liked how it became the bow. That
yeah.
I'm neat. Definitely buying the back clock regardless, because that thing just looks cool.
I'm going to buy lots of those gadgets. Those are all amazing.
Mm. But honestly, overall, this episode was way better than episode 2.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, it's better than episode 2 based solely on it didn't have that Edison Einstein fuck. That Dr. Wiley.
Sonata?
Dr. Wiley.
Yeah.
He was annoying.
Yep.
Well, the one thing I really like about Ghost so far is the fact that all of its Monster of the Week bullshit so far has been plot relevant because
yeah.
It's collecting the icons.
Which, well, to be honest, like, we're still early in the game. Like, I'm sure we're going to hit filler pretty damn soon.
Well, what I was saying during Extra Ranger is because it looks like there's going to be icons that belong to set riders, because it looks like Ghost has his bunch, which are most of the 15. No, Spectre's got 3, and Nobunaga's got 2 of them. It looks like Avenger wants...
Nobunaga.
Sorry.
Necrom.
Necrom.
Is one of them.
Necrom, shut up. Spectre's got his 3, and Necrom has 2. It looks like they're going to eventually collect all 15 very early, and then there's just going to be like a battle to see who gets to use all 15 to make their wish.
Do you know what you need to make
what
up?
What you're telling me...
This is Dragon Ball.
No, this is Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh my god.
I have a little sister. Fuck y'all.
Oh,
I've
okay.
seen my share of Disney.
Sure, that's the reason.
I just watched it. It was a great show.
Lane as shameless as ever.
That was good. HE, you know what you need to do? You know how like you have like wallpapers of all of like Kenji's...
Selfies?
Like, you need to do wallpapers of every time the Parker Ghost does, like, the pose, and then you see, like, the outline of the fucking
Oh, yeah,
hero.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, those are fucking wallpaper-worthy.
I should
fucking
do those.
Cool. Yeah, I loved when the Robin Damashii was just, like, bow and arrow, and then just showed Robin Hood beside him, and I was like, that's
Speaking
sweet.
Of Robin Hood, one thing I noticed is that when he, like, fires his arrow, he actually, like, draws it back. He doesn't just pull the trigger.
Yeah.
That's
no, that's really cool.
That was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, yeah. In consensus,
I was expecting him to have to like rotate the thing on the phone to have to pull back the arrow.
As soon as Dave gets fucking DX Robin icons, we've already ordered 4 of them, so that's exciting.
We're gonna rob them.
I'm just glad these icons are. I'm glad these icons are fucking cheap.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting them.
I'm genuinely surprised they didn't package the Robin icon with the Condor phone.
No, that's good marketing because they know that everyone will want them. So they're
I guess.
Just like, hey. But I like did you see, like, the sparkly chrome icons? Those are nice.
Yeah, they're releasing those alongside the regular ones.
I might just buy, like, the sparkly one and then, like, a Gashapon Newton and just, like, because I don't like the sparkle plate. It's kind of a bit too much, but I'm going to, like, unscrew that, put the regular one, and just have, like, the chrome eyeball because it's fucking awesome looking.
And if you got the Gashapon Musashi one, you could be the Gachi Musashi Dimashi.
Gachapon Musasha 1.
Raven can take care of that.
Gachapon Musasha 1.
I'm not sure if it's a real thing, but again, back when I was talking with Crunch and Omega, they sent me a photo of what looks like they're making. They have Roid Mute icons.
Oh, okay.
Of the Core 4.
Oh, so Heartbrain, Medic, and Chase?
Yes.
Sweet. And it looks, Chase one.
And in the image, it looks like there might be a fifth one. But because of the angle of the phone, or the angle of the image, you can't really see it.
Probably freeze.
But it looks like it might be a gold one.
Oh, if it's a fucking Bono one, I'm absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me see if, here we go. I'm going to send it over Skype, so be careful.
Well, no one listening will be able to see it, but sure.
Well, yeah. Well, I know that, but you guys can see it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, so haha, audience!
You don't get it! Only we may see it! Oh my god,
it's got their faces.
Well, those also might be custom-made ones, because people have been custom-making their own icons. So,
true.
Yeah, so...
Ah, it's just got their faces! Look at Brain!
That is
look
not at
Chase! Oh, those have to be shocked!
Those are not real.
Those have to be shocked! The Brain one is such a troll face. It was the face for when he was, like... When Medic was on the ground and he, like, taunted her.
And there's that one Chase that's literally just his license photo.
Yeah.
Oh, but what
those are fucking fake!
What poster are you giving cool. us?
Like, seriously, like, the images in the icons are, like, perfect circles, which means they were obviously photoshopped.
Yeah, they're still nice, though.
It looks nice, but fake. Well,
Brain's face.
Fake.
Yeah.
Wyatt.
What? Don't blame me, blame my... think it was Omega.
Buffalo!
Could you imagine if those are real, though?
I'd still buy the Chase
Could you
one.
Imagine if those were for the movie? One.
Sorry?
Could you imagine if those were for the movie?
Oh, movie promos?
Oh, yeah. I fucking hope not. I want a drive icon, goddammit!
Oh, you know they'll do it. They're doing Legend Rider icons. They already announced Double.
I know.
So, yeah.
But wouldn't it be a Krim icon sound? Since he's dead?
Sorry?
Wouldn't it be a Krim icon since he's dead?
Ooh, just like Belt Face? That'd be awesome.
Shit. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope we get to see, like, draw a fucking Beltson's face on, like, the Ghost Visor. That'd be fucking
awesome. Someone shopped that. I think we talked about it before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, we did.
Anyways, that's enough dead news.
Next week, Spectre, Nobunaga, and Newton. So.
Yeah. That's gonna be plot heavy.
That giant fucking Nobunaga ghost shot.
Are you guys ready for a steaming pile of plot laid on your chest?
Good segue.
Woo! Ninjas! Judy Cam Sentai!
All right, so the Yoshi cameo was really just shoved out of the way real quick.
Okay, why don't we explain the Yoshi cameo for anyone who doesn't know what that means?
So Yoshi Tsudarso, the gentleman who plays the Blue Dino Charge Ranger,
Koda,
was a guest star in this week's episode. He was one of the citizens that Owl Ninja saves in the opening battle.
And they speak English to each other.
Yamauchi said, "Get away,"
which is really weird because it's like. He looks Asian, so it's safe to assume he's from here, but...
Oh, but he's meant to be a tourist.
No, and he is, but for Yakumo to make that kind of assumption without them having any dialogue beforehand is...
No. If you listen, you can hear him speaking in English, like, "Stay away from me!"
Yeah.
So, we can assume he heard him speaking English.
Oh, I guess.
Yakumo obviously knows English, he's from England.
Being an Englishman.
He is quiet.
Is it
being overall, seasoned English? That's cool. This is cool in just what it is. You know, like, it's a fucking Power Ranger on a Sentai.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, a Power Ranger actor in a Sentai show. And, you know, the cameo itself was under 10 seconds, but it's still just cool to see, you know?
Like, a lot of people were talking about it, like, "Oh, maybe he'll, like, become Owl Ninja or something." I'm like, no, he'll just show up and get saved.
Exactly. Although, this makes me wonder, are they going to make a joke about this in Dino Charge? Or, when they make this into Power Rangers, will that be Koda?
It'd be hilarious if, like, they just pulled a Dino Thunder, and they just sat down and watched Japanese TV and watched the Ninja episode, and he's there, and they're just like, "What?
What? Koda, were you in Japan? Cold, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, right, he's a caveman, I forgot.
Yeah.
No, Coda it's like have it, many ancestors.
I was like, it's his descendant.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, it's in the plot.
There you go, that's canon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just a really cool little cameo. It made me go, aw.
That was great. First ever Power Ranger actor to be in a Sentai.
Is that true?
Yep.
I'm looking that up.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll look it up.
You do that.
But moving on.
So, not only did we get the return of Karaage no Kata.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she even did her intro and everything. That was amazing. Chicken. Yeah, and she's like, yes, crispy on the outside.
What? What is this show's obsession with fried chicken?
It's Japan.
That's true.
Well, no, and it was also because Takaru thought that's what her name was. And they're all like, no, it's not her name. He's like, what, really?
Yeah.
Like, I totally thought that was her name.
That was great.
Hashtag Bakaharu.
But clearly the focus of this episode was the cameo by another metal hero, the global ninja Jiraiya.
Who actually turned out to be really fucking cool.
Jiraiya was awesome in this.
Oh, yeah.
My only problem with this meet is that now we're not going to get a Jiraiya from Kakar Ranger cameo. Because
I don't know. Can't
have two Jiraiyas.
I thought it would have been awesome if they just had both of them on there, just for fucks.
I was talking to Sal, like, I was watching the episode today. I was like, I just love how, like, they always pronounce, like, Jiraiya. It's like, Jiraiya!
Jiraiya.
Yeah, well, Jiraiya is actually his title, or, like...
It's his, like, his hero his name. Hero like, name. Like, yeah. Gavan.
Okay. Can we quickly, because this, fucking pissed me off, but why the fuck is there, like, a ninja committee? And why do they have to have protocols?
I love how...
it's comedy.
We just have fucking ninja lawyers. I thought that was great.
Oh, that was stupid.
No, apparently this was not a...
Ninja lawyers.
This was not a pre-existing thing. Apparently these two assholes, who I'm guessing are probably another cameo of some sort, just decided, because the Izayoi ninjas have been making things bad for ninjas, we're gonna, like, regulate ninjas everywhere. And they just decided that in the midst of forming their committee that the guy who was Jiraiya should be their president. But he didn't want to because he thinks he's a front linesman, so he kept running away from them.
Yeah, and they're like, since you stick your shurikens in your sword just like the Izayoi ninjas, you can't do that anymore.
They're copying us, damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I was expecting this to break out into a fucking trial.
Which, no, but let's be honest.
I thought it was absolutely stupid. It was. Don't put fucking... You can't put restrictions on ninjas.
You can't... You also can't have a burger morpher then. You can't have your cake and eat it too,
You can't have it your way.
You want it stupid?
Don't!
Fine!
Don't!
We'll make it stupid.
No, don't diss the burger.
I will diss that thing until the day I die. No, on my tombstone, it will say, Lane, the burger morpher was a dumb idea. That is what I will bring to the grave.
And you know what? When, you know, people like put stuff on a person's casket, put the burger morpher.
I know you
casket.
Will. And that will convince me to rise from said grave and bring you back with me to hell.
Just have like by putting the burger on the coffin, all of a sudden your hand just comes out grabbing the burger.
The ritual is complete.
Come, Lane. Right.
We're going. We don't need burgers.
Should I get you?
No one caught the joke I made earlier.
Yes, yeah. Back to the Future.
No, I was like, Lane,
you made a
you
Burger
can't...
King joke, I get it.
Yeah, see, he caught it. No, Lane, you can't have it your way.
That's a beautiful thing.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm loving it.
Off topic entirely. For the first time in maybe a year, I want to say years, I had a Whopper. Jesus, those things are huge. Like, I was like, I don't know if I can eat this.
Ironically, I don't go to Burger King for their burgers. I like their chicken strips and chicken fries.
Oh, yeah, you get their chicken nuggets. Like, you get, like, 100 for $10.
Their nuggets are nothing to... Like, I don't like them that much. That's why they're so cheap.
For anyone... Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. For anyone... I don't know if this is a Canada-only thing or even an Ontario thing. If you're listening out and let us know if this is the case, you can get, like, 100 chicken nuggets from Burger King for about $20.
And Dave did.
Oh, yeah, for, like,
I was there for that. Too.
100.
Literally, like $1.79 for 10.
Yeah, why not? I just
remember that
time
we did that at McDonald's in the States anyway.
And I only got like one pack of them.
Because you guys are probably going to be doing that at Yomacon.
Fucks.
We might. Probably.
Might.
No, we're just going to go to Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens, jelly.
Yeah, Yomacon's next week.
Yeah.
Which means you won't be here for Cast Ranger.
No, I won't.
You guys should probably...
that doesn't happen
often. If you guys find a case of vanilla Pepsi, pick me up a case.
Yeah.
I'll pay you for it, of course. Emmy?
Maybe.
Make it a side quest lane.
Whatever. Anyways.
back to the plot.
Yeah.
No.
The Ninja Lawyers, though, I did like, though, how they were actually ninjas.
Yeah.
Like, there was that great point where they whip off their lawyer suits and stuff, and it's
and
like,
just
they have
ninjas.
The ninja robes. But can we talk about the awesomeness that is Jiraiya?
Yes.
I love that one shot where, he and Takahata are running away, and he just, dives through a window and, completely slides past a whole group of office ladies while Takahiro doesn't quite make the window.
I wonder if that was even a reference to maybe the show. What show is he from?
It's called Jiraiya. It's a Metal Gear series.
Called Jiraiya?
Oh,
okay.
The Global Ninja Jiraiya.
Okay, awesome. I love his suit. That is one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Considering how old it is, it's pretty good.
Just like, I love
the plate. I love his transformation.
Also, fuck toy swords. I have a fucking.
He's got an actual katana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from space, supposedly. Because he's like, oh, it came back to me! Like, from space.
Yeah,
I'm sure
he probably had to give up his sword at the end of his show.
I also like the nice little touch, how at the very beginning of the episode, after he reveals himself, they add him to the opening theme.
Yeah.
And they use the old school font and stuff.
Yeah.
I was really hoping the entire theme would incorporate him somehow, but I like that they added it. That showed a nice respect.
Oh, yeah. Ninja does a good job of customizing their openings for specific episodes.
His transformation's cool too.
He puts on all the pieces individually. He puts on his visor like their sunglasses.
Yep.
That's badass.
Yeah.
No, he turned out to be really, really cool, so awesome.
Again, I wonder if when they turn this into Power Rangers, will they incorporate him?
Ooh.
Because, when Bloody Hurricane...
Ninja's new powers!
No, that's what I was going to say. when Red Kaku Ranger and Red Hurricane showed up, if they did want to use that for Power Rangers, there is precedence, because those are individual,
the
those
Alien
characters
Rangers
are...
and Ninja Storm.
Exactly. But this guy's completely new.
Yeah.
Would they use him?
Probably.
I was saying,
Well, I mean, there's also Big One in that episode, too. Or not
say,
Big One, Red from the first series in that Kaku Ranger and Hurricane episode at the very end.
Oh yeah, Go Ranger showed up at the end of that episode.
That's for one second. You can edit around that.
Oh, I was gonna say
True.
Maybe they could make Jiraiya a friend of Ninjors or something like
that'd
that.
Be awesome.
I'm a friend of Ninjors.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you say
but that means they have to acknowledge Ninjor.
Which they could do.
They could do.
But
so
they won't. But they won't.
You don't know that.
Maybe
when have they
made all their mechs.
He will, I'm calling it now, he's going to be a one-time character like ancient space ninja or something.
Yeah, probably.
If they make this into Power Rangers.
Or they'll probably play on the fact that he's a global ninja and say he's just from somewhere else.
Maybe, yeah.
I like that, yeah, because I saw in one of the pictures, because Kakashi was like, oh, this is her, this is he
Guys.
Was a ninja at the end of the show era, and then showed he fought a fucking crusader type
Guys,
monster.
Sorry, what's his color scheme?
Red and gold?
I would say more red and white.
Okay.
He's the Canadian ninja.
Oh!
How's it going, eh? I'm the ninja.
I'm Jiraiya.
I'm the ninja.
Jiraiya.
I'm Jiraiya.
Jiraiya.
No. I hate that.
You know what it'll be? Because also color scheme, he'll be an actual Japanese ninja.
Yeah.
And that's what it'll be. Yeah, calling it now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the fact that they use the same fucking stage, because I remember that from Forza.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Kiva.
I was going to say, I've seen this stage.
I remember specifically what happened. In Kyoryuger, that was the one where Candelaria got her ass handed to her by Ami. In Ixa, that was the one where Ixa used the Garulu Fake Fessel the one and only time.
You know what was a cool little thing in this episode, though? When the dad meets Jiraiya, and he's kind of geeking out.
Oh, yeah.
That was, a nice little,
childhood hero.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
Also, that stage, I'm pretty sure that's where Meteor first debuted.
No, it did.
I was going to say, that guy right now, he's channeling all the kids' parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are watching this right now.
I remember him from when I was a kid!
Well, no, because he said the fact that Tsumuji was, Takara commented on his age, and he's my father's, in his 40s, too, and he's like, oh, you're... He's
my father, the ninja, is my father?
No, he's like, oh, you're that old enough to, have a child or something like that at this age? And he's like, yeah, and they're like,
And he's like, and you just get this look at, this actor, man, I just loved how he's got this look in his eyes, oh, God, I'm old.
Yeah. So can we talk about the monster of the week for this
episode? Oh, God.
Jesus Christ, it's a pile of giant iron balls!
It's what it is. It's a bitter old man yokai.
Yeah.
Oh,
and this
God.
And this was supposedly one of the greater yokai that they had to ask permission from Daddy for.
He was effective.
I guess.
I can't... Like, just his... He's got, like, one of the weirdest powers.
The instant you saw what he could do, you knew it was going to happen to Taka and Jiraiya.
Yep.
And it did, and they teamed up like a boss.
Sort of out of topic.
And also
to
Kasumi and Fuka.
And I love how when that wore off, like, she just, like, pours off her. It was funny.
Sorry. Completely off topic. I was just, like, looking through Twitter, and, apparently they released the figure arts thing for Machine Chaser with his wings.
Oh fuck!
So you can get Chaser Bass
wings.
Oh,
finally out. Jesus.
Yeah.
Whoa!
No, that's actually really fucking cool. If I had a Machine Chaser figure, I'd pose him with the Cobra.
Cobra.
Chaser Cobra's my favorite. But yeah, it's like
I would go with the bat.
Yeah, it's called the Figure Arts Tuner Chaser set.
Oh, so it's just the wings.
Yeah, it's just the wings for now.
So, yeah, so you have to have the Machine Chaser figure for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But still, that's badass.
Oh, yeah. There's a ghost in our house!
That door.
Anthony, edit this part out.
Holy shit.
We need to get that door fixed.
Legit.
You need to get this house fixed.
Legit.
Fucking legit.
It was cool to get back Chozetsu Akaninja.
Yeah, and then Taka dual wields his sword and the wave sword. I forget the name.
That was fucking Jiraiya cool. Sword. It was called like the Spiral Warping Blade or something like that.
But the best part was how we hear like Jiraiya's theme going on this entire
time.
Yeah, like,
which you knew
that was
do.
Just that was magic. Just like again, just hearing the old themes in newer.
They
like,
might as well have been singing Samaru Soka.
No, but
you know, like the movie.
Yeah.
But no, it's really cool that they're, like, giving more, like, honorable tribute to all these old
heroes. That's what I gotta give Ninja. It really respects the classics.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But no, his final attack against the monster was fucking awesome. But, yeah, the yokai's ability was weird.
Yeah,
it's like putting people on top of their backs.
It was themed after being old and being a burden and blah, blah, blah.
And, yeah, they're on your backs and you're just like, What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah, but Takahara and Jiraiya managed to, like, work together on it, so...
together, and we all knew they would.
Yeah. Masakage pulls a Hansoku, which was neat.
Oh, fuck! We forgot to... Yeah, we forgot to mention the Jiraiya Shuriken. So
yeah.
That's cool they made that.
I love how, like, because Jiraiya wouldn't line up with the whole naming scheme of the Shurikens, they just have it go, Sekai Ninja! Again, it's a pun.
And apparently, when he uses that special attack, what was it in the Megazord or
made him hotter?
He lit up with green fire.
Yeah, and then yeah,
he
turned into the Battle of Blackwater.
Yeah. So apparently, Jiraiya had his own Megazord or something called Jiraishin, and I guess one of his abilities was to light up the enemy with green fire. Maybe
you light up with green fire.
With the record show that Cell bowed.
Hey, Paul's not here, someone has to sing.
Fair.
Yeah.
What I really loved at the end was like, okay, so I'm going to be the president of the Ninja Committee now, so you guys can do whatever you want. And you know this, you see this rule book? Throws it across the room. That's what I think of your stupid rules.
Just takes out a big gun.
Just like shurikens it.
That's what they should have done.
No, you know what would have been great? If you just, like, tossed it up and then just, like, shoo-shoo-shoo and, like, nailed it to the wall with shurikens and then it just exploded into paper.
They're just like, well, if you're going to be the president, you're going to need this, the rule book. Get this out of here!
Pictures of ninjas!
No, he just throws the book like a shuriken and it gets stuck in the wall.
That's what I think of your rules.
Yeah.
Think your rules are a fucking shuriken.
Hey, it actually stuck in the wall.
Ninja rules.
So apparently next week, a lot of shit happens.
Okay, from what I've seen in the preview, I love how Kyuemon looks right now. Like, with the whole, like, cloak and everything, and he's looking all mysterious. He's like, ooh.
So apparently, yeah, Kyuemon's back. Kenji's become a yokai, like we all called. Yeah. He apparently has to get an evil sword named Urasame, which haha, Uramasa from Shinkenger.
Yep.
And Key Ninja Chozetsu.
Which actually looks cool.
Yeah.
I like Key
Ninja. Raven thought it was Star Ninja.
Because it was a fucking Kenji-centric episode, obviously, so I'm like, oh, hey, yellow.
That's racist.
Wait a minute.
I like that we saw, like, a quick shot, Key Ninja Chozetsu, and he was, like, just, like, wailing on him, and the yokai with fucking punches.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, more powerful, fuck you.
Bada, bada, bada.
Yep. No, next week's gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, Metabots, small power.
Stop bringing Metabots into this!
I will bring up Metabots in everything!
There's a new Metabots game coming out.
Yeah, there is.
There actually is.
That is the sound Cell makes when he reaches climax.
Damn, what kind of climax?
Orgasmic climax.
No, when I...
Climax from start to finish.
No. When I orgasm, I shout, Mortal Kombat!
Flawless Victor!
Finisher!
Fatality!
No, I know what I yell when I, you know...
And, oh god, he's touching the iPad.
And here we go. Oh no, this might be Ichi, actually, the more I think about it. Release the dragon!
Mine's
like Wyatt's dying.
Mine's just... The final attack rider.
Final vent.
No. This is Lane.
You might want to do that closer to the mic. I don't
another
know.
Another drop in the bucket.
Another.
This is Lane.
Do that close to the mic.
Wait, I'll do the whole thing.
Nailed it.
Fuck you. That's all. You saw how much I chased when we saw that those decade photos.
Dr. Pepper.
We're still getting the pink off the walls.
Yeah, okay, feature topic.
A little
dab
of pink right behind Raven's head.
Oh god, it's behind you.
And now I'm going to murder you.
Anthony, feature topic now.
Featured topic.
This movie pissed me right the fuck off.
No! Preface. If you've watched Kamen Rider Fies, this movie will give you all the feels.
What's Fies?
Fuck you! This is the movie that requires Fies to understand.
I didn't see Fies.
What's a Fies?
I did. There's still a part of the movie that made no fucking
sense. We'll get to that.
Me and Sel watched it together, so yeah,
okay.
He knows.
First off, Sango, Yongo, which is better? Let's put that out there.
I like Sango more.
Was that the one right before this?
Yeah. Sango was the one with Kamen Rider Sango. The GP. The GP with the race.
Okay. I probably liked the Sango more just because there was more action I liked. This one, though, I mean, I couldn't believe they did it. They did a tokusatsu version of Groundhog Day. Like, that wins on lack of creativity alone.
No, but I'm
so bad. It cycles back around.
I like to call this movie fucking Go Dies the Movie.
Yay!
No!
It certainly did a lot.
Not only did Go actually die like 3 times, but like 4 times did they have to recap the same fucking scene from the GP movie of him dying. And then also, he died the exact same way he died in the GP movie.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck
okay.
this shit.
Okay, while I'm totally on board with all the mock deaths.
No!
Wait! Him dying the same way a second time while knowing that it already happened? That was fucking stupid. He should have known to get the fuck out of the way.
This movie,
well, no, he didn't
this
realize
movie
it
is
until
like,
it was already happening.
This
no,
movie is
he
like
flashbacked just before he shot the slime at him.
Yeah.
This movie is like therapy. It's just like, okay, how do you feel now?
Angry,
then feelsy, then angry.
It's just like I'm going to take you on a journey through your mind.
Jesus
where a character
Christ.
You love will die repeatedly. Occasionally, it'll be subverted with someone else,
yeah.
But the results will usually be the same. Now then, how do you feel?
Let us begin. So, the first episode is mostly just repeating shit, and then someone dies, and then repeating shit until they finally figure out what the fuck is happening.
It was literally Groundhog Day, like...
And also, for the third time, Kiriko falls off a building and kills herself!
Yeah!
Oh my god, I couldn't, like... I
that I laughed out loud when I saw her fall.
So did I!
I just like, oh my god, I love dummies. there is nothing better than a bad dummy.
This is legitimately at least the third time Kiriko's fallen off a building. Second of her own accord!
Yeah. I was so fucking tired, though, of just the scene of just Takumi and Yuto just going,
Shinsuke! Chikenda!
No, and then it got
so comical that he was like, okay, so they're gonna bust through the door and say a thing. And no. Then they did it, and he's like, yeah, I know, shut up.
No, and then the one time they come in, and he's not there.
There's a note.
Yeah!
Guys,
I'm already at the crime scene.
Guys, I figured it out. Go! Go!
Go ahead. Oh my god, it was so great.
You know, I'll give this movie credit. I could follow the plot. Yeah. This could have just so easily have been convoluted as all shit.
Especially with this kind of plot.
Also, did you notice there's a total lot? I know that it was established that there were, like, only the four riders, Drive, Mach,
Zeranos, and Fives.
That would have been cool if Chase made a quick cameo or something.
That would have been nice.
I was thinking, at what point, is he still Machine Chaser at this point?
No, he was Chaser.
Well, keep in mind that this happens alongside...
No, he was Chaser.
Yeah, this happens alongside the Sango movie, and in the Sango movie, he was still Machine Chaser. So yeah, Chase wouldn't have been part of this.
That's true, yeah. Like I said, Ghost's my favorite character in Drive, and just... They shit on him
so hard.
They don't
shit on him.
They spew him with purple slime and then explode him.
No, let's be honest. He sacrifices himself more times than not. And so, you know, he's going out like a hero.
Yeah, no, and there was
There
was actually one point where he's talking to Takumi, and he's like, you know what? I'm willing to accept my death if it's going to save, you know, the world or whatever like that. And I was like, that's very mature of you.
Raven brought up a very interesting point when we were watching this together, because, I hadn't seen the series, but you mentioned how... Sorry, was it Zeranos?
No, it was Fies.
Fies, yeah.
I love that conversation between Fies and just... When Go's talking about sacrificing himself and Fies just walks in and starts going, no, you don't want to die. Live your life. You only get one. Coming from the man who's
already died a few times.
Yes, yeah, coming from the man who's died and come back a couple times. I'm like, you, sir, know best out of anyone here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, we'll complain about it, Takumi was really, really sympathetic in this movie, because I was like,
well,
in the show, he barely gave a shit about anything!
Keep in mind, this is, if we're following movie canon, this is after Showa X Tyson, where he went through all that shit with Kaiza.
Yeah, but... Still.
It's safe to say this is the same canon.
Also, okay, can we mention the fucking Kaido cameo?
Oh my god,
that
I was so happy!
Great.
He was so great this whole movie. He was just as awkward as he was in the show, but he was trying to look out for him, and oh, I had so many feels for Kaido this whole movie!
Can I just, once again, awesome moment with him and Takumi. Just that moment towards the end, it's like just stay out of this whole case. You know, live your life. You only get... You... And I love how...
Just cherish life, please!
I love how awkward that conversation was, just knowing that both of them were already dead.
Yeah. Well...
It's
not that they're already dead, it's that they died in Kazakh.
Cherish your life. You only get one...
Fuck.
Fuck. Just cherish life.
Fuck! Fuck!
I love how awkward that became, just knowing that.
You know, I wonder... This happens whenever, like, I see this Groundhog Day type plot. I always wonder, were there, like, days where they just said, you know what, guys? We'll take the day off this time around, and then we're going to have some fun because, you know, it's only going to get worse from here, and at the end of the day, we'll kill ourselves, and then it'll just be fine. We'll go back to normal.
But
that wouldn't work, because if they all killed themselves, no one else would.
Or one person killed themselves.
Yeah, every time they kept resetting, and then you just saw Shinosuke back in the Tokusho branch awake, like, it's just one piece just... FUCK!
That was fun to do.
And then at one point, eventually, like, it happens where, like, Go dies, and he's just like, ugh. Are we gonna figure this out, or what? Like,
wakes up. Poof! Damn it!
His fucking actor, though, that was good acting, actually, if I'm being honest. Just that... Pulling like a
John
and then at one point, like, Shinosuke wants to try. He's like, okay, I'm gonna kill myself.
I was
like,
gonna say John Hammond.
And then later on, Krim, like, establishes, like, oh yeah, I monitor Shinosuke's health constantly, and
yeah
he did die at least once.
Way to fucking Deus Ex Machina that plot.
You know what would be great? If they, like, get towards the end, okay, and you have died 3,000 times.
Well, it was like a theory you told me about Back to the Future 2.
Wait, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, between part 2 and part 3, there was such a time scale. I don't know how many fucking time loops there were in between
them. Yeah, like, they...
That looked like there was a fuck ton of them, though.
There had to have been at least a couple thousand.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lane, what were you saying?
I was saying, like, that kind of reminds you of, like, that theory you told me about Back to the Future 2, where, like, Doc pulled down the rope to save Marty before he got run over.
Yeah.
And, like, he was saying that, like, Marty or whatever, like, must have died a few times, because how the hell did Doc know, like, to put down the rope to save him?
Just like, after a couple more time loops, like, drives in the, or Tamari's in the drive pit, and... Fies and Xernos break in with snacks and beer. I remembered this time!
You know what would have been really funny if Shinosuke just looked over like Deneb was there and it's just like, you know what, Deneb? You die!
I'm in this time loop!
Yuto!
Yuto!
Thank.
No, just like Yuto just stabs him. Okay, we're resetting this one.
Also, no, Yuto loves
also,
he also wrestles him frequently.
Thank God, Vega form.
Yeah! Although we didn't get to see the Henshin!
I know, right? He just drops out of the fucking Zero Liner in Vega form.
Yeah, I was like, cool, but...
Thank you.
No, yeah. But Gar
made... At least
made,
we got it.
Gar made a very interesting observation, saying that, like, he was very... really fast, and Vega form always seemed like...
It shouldn't
like
be
very,
that mobile.
Like a slow, you know, like, doesn't really move for him.
And here's the thing. Everyone else kind of got, like, the plot focus, and Xernos was just kind of there. But he had this one moment that was amazing, where he, like, he finishes off this one monster by, like, stabbing him through with a sword and then lifting him up as he explodes.
Me and Raven rewatched that scene.
Oh, God.
It was
so
badass.
I did, too.
Cool.
I did, too. It was so cool.
This has just reinforced my fucking theory, Xernos. Only good part about Deno.
Xernos, the plot writer.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, that was fucking... And then they had, like, a GoPro on, like, the from the view of the monster just going, like...
That was badass.
That was great. We got to see the Zero Liner a lot. Oh, yeah, that moment where they fucking combined the Zero Liner with the fucking dryer on. I was like... Jeez.
Bullshit!
What the fuck was that shit?
No. Fucking Deneb just said, Gotai, and then it literally parked on top of the Zero Liner.
That's why it was bullshit.
It's just Deneb being Deneb.
I was expecting the fucking Tridoron to transform into a Resha.
But, like,
already been a fucking Ninja Megazord component.
But there was, like, a point where I was complaining because, like, they couldn't save Go or because he kept dying. And I'm just like, you have a rider who literally has a train that can go through time. Use the fucking train. And then at one point, like, let's use the Zero Liner to go back in time. And I'm like, thank you!
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if he dies, the timeline resets anyway, so there's not really a point to using the Zero Liner at that point.
Yeah, but...
I'm like, did they watch Edge of Tomorrow before they did this?
Noble, do you have anything to say?
I like Kamen Rider 4.
Yeah,
I love the whole airplane motif.
We never talked about Yongo.
Yongo is cool in this. I like how it's...
Ironically, not the focus in the Yongo movie.
I know, right? No, yeah. I liked his suit. I thought it was cool that it looked like a flight suit.
His plane was silly.
I also liked that I got to see almost all of my favorite rider suits in this movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We saw Baron Banana, Sussword, Oja.
Oh, yeah, the villain riders.
Yeah. I know who. I know he's a character, but still, Baron Banana.
Yeah.
That sounds like something from a children's
Monsieur
play.
Banan.
Well, I mean, he wasn't Baron Lemon or Baron Mango, so he was Baron Banana.
Yeah.
Baron Banana. Baron Banana arms, guys.
They only had the base suits.
In the land of fruit and honey, the good
you know, Baron Potassium arms.
Also, another bullshit thing was, like, their Yongo, like, established, like, oh, every time the time reset, we get stronger!
Because they add more minions because they have more prep time.
Literally.
Yeah.
It got to a point where literally when they were invading Shocker's base in like the third part, and Yongo's just sitting there like, really guys? Really? You're doing this again? I'm just like, come on, bring it, baby. Papa needs more minions.
Yeah. I just like how the cheetah snail monster was clearly still Gen.
Yeah, I know. Still his voice.
Yeah.
Genstapo!
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, Gen's playing freaking member of freaking Shinsengumi in a stage play.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Cool.
Check it out.
apparently nobody missed Gen.
Oh, and Ichi, would you like to reveal to us who the great shocker leader was?
In the oh my god, that
came out the most bullshit fucking twist.
Okay, it was bullshit, but you've all got to admit, no one saw that coming.
Yeah, because okay, it ain't no fucking
sorry. Ichi, I also wouldn't have expected the fucking Iron Giant to fly out of the sky to save them all. That doesn't make it good.
Okay, so yeah.
I wasn't expecting a giant space anus to appear and suck up the bad guy.
Okay, they didn't really explain why it was at all, but apparently the shocker leader was a copy of Takumi.
And it made no sense.
And I'm just like,
and he used a Legend Rider bike to somehow transform into Fives without using a mock driver.
I was like, but why though?
But he's doing it
to promote the rider bikes.
And then he pulls the thing out and he looks like he's about to use Axe Form. I'm like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And then it doesn't do anything, and oh, it's the timer for the time machine.
Which
you guys said you couldn't use that yourselves!
Okay.
Which we totally, if you paid attention to scenes earlier in the movie, yeah, whenever there's a time clock. Reset, yeah. It's the Axel Watch.
I need to say something.
I saw it, but why?
I need to say something. Because I want to.
No, I mean, funny.
I need to say something here. This is to all any aspiring filmmakers, writers, any creative types. Twists are perfectly fine in your medium, whatever you want that to be. They are. You know, M. Night has made a bit of a bad name for them in the past couple years, but they are all right. However, a twist needs to do two things. It needs to be surprising. That is one half of the formula. Yes, it was surprising. But two, it needs to make sense when you think about it. You need to be able to go, you know what? I could have pieced that together in the end. That's how a good twist works. There needs to be clues, and they don't need to be in your face. That's how a good twist works.
On the note of clues, we did see the Legend Rider bike, the Legend Fives bike, in a couple, one or two shots.
Yeah, it was. I mentioned
still
it too.
Needs to
it
make sense though. Why is it him? There needs
no,
to be.
Why is it Takumi?
I'm completely on your side. It was surprising. It didn't make sense. They didn't explain it. Why it was a thing. What he actually was. Whether it was like. A copying monster, or from an alternate dimension, or fucking, I don't
or
know.
Or his negative emotions.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
It could have been any of those, but you gotta say what it was.
Yeah, you don't just fucking show us that.
Ha! I'm you!
Everyone was just kind of, like, taken aback once they saw it, and no one dared question
that honestly might as well have just been Gus Fring from Breaking Bad.
But... I think it was also supposed to be a representation that, like, Takumi realized he's like, oh... I'm the one who's supposed to die, not anyone else. I'm like, all right, well, I accept my death.
It was me.
Rider kick.
It was me. It was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this mystery the whole movie about, like, oh, whose sadness when someone dies is triggering the time skips. Oh, it's Kiriko. Oh, okay, I'll just throw myself out the building and that'll solve it. Nope! It was Takumi. This was very much a Fives-focused movie, and that's why
I enjoyed it. Like, I'm not the biggest... I had never seen Fives, so I'm like, that's an interesting way to go at this.
If you had seen Fives, the relationship between him and Kaido would have had more of an impact on you.
That was the monster dude, right?
The dude who was like, just cherish life.
Yeah, that guy. He fell on his back.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I love how he said Henshin once when he turned into his monster form.
Just like, yeah, I'm a hero too, you guys.
When he died, what'd you say, Raven?
He didn't die, though.
That's what I mean. You even said, like, non-fatal kick.
No, I used my Hisa, it's non-fatal, I just missed your vitals on purpose, blah, blah, blah. You're fine, don't worry.
Yeah, I was really expecting him to turn dust, and I was like, oh,
like, I was wondering, like,
to fucking,
I was,
like,
you know how I was expecting that to end? He's, like, as he's beating the guy around, and he just shoves him off to the side, as he's activating his Hisa, he just turns around and uses it on the fucking machine.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm gonna leave you alive, I don't...
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
It's all good in the hood.
I know what you're doing. You're just doing this to help me. Fuck yeah. Fuck that. Yeah.
Also, we found out that, because there's like a shot of Shinosuke and Kiriko and like Go's gravestone, so we found out he's 19. So,
yeah.
I was like, no wonder he's an immature little rapscallion. He's only like 19 years old.
He's a legal adult.
He's a youngin'.
I resent that.
He is a legal adult.
Yes.
That's not what I'm resenting. I'm resenting the thing Lane said. I'm 19, thank you very much. I'm a teenager with attitude, so fuck you.
You're also a rapscallion.
It's also past your bedtime.
Give me sad.
But it's Friday!
My bedtime's not like until like 3 o'clock.
It doesn't matter. I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We're going to a game swap in Hamilton.
Anyways.
These are the lives
so,
we lead.
Yeah.
Overall, like for me, this movie was interesting.
This movie
but
was fun.
Honestly,
oh, yeah, that last
just so
part.
Much of so much go death like pissed me right the fuck off.
I honestly can't say I was bored during this. I was like, you know, the action was good.
Yeah.
You know, I was like yelling at the screen enough to keep me entertained.
You know, the reason I asked you up front which movie you thought was better was because I actually enjoyed Yongo more than Sango. But that's just me.
Elements
I liked. Because I liked Fives.
You also really liked Fives.
Yeah, that's
Fives
why.
Fives was like one of your favorites.
This movie was designed for me. Also, I really liked Kaido, so that helped a lot.
I forgot who Kaido was until this movie happened. Like, I know who you are! Right, you're a thing!
You're that asshole.
You're that guy!
That one asshole from that one time.
What was your name again? K.
A-I-D-O.
Yeah.
So yeah, Noble, closing thoughts on Yongo.
Thoughts at all? I liked it. Can't wait for the figure art. I know we won't get a figure art airplane, but that would be cool.
Oh, the Sky Cyclone?
Yes.
Yeah.
That plane got blown.
He's so heartbroken about it, too. He's like, you destroyed my Sky Cyclone!
That was my whole thing!
I didn't even fly in it, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, which was weird.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? At the very, like, in the first attack on the Trideron, didn't he fly it?
Yeah, he flew it, like, immediately.
The once.
Flew out of it and went all flying squirrel on us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had the squirrel suit. It was just cool.
Oh, yeah, and we probably mentioned it when he was announced, but that was Kamen Rider Eternal voicing him.
Yeah, I know.
A.K.A. the guy who also sang the drive over.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it for the listeners.
I was like, when he was first saying, like, oh, I'm Kamen Yongo, I was literally expecting him to say Kamen Rider Eternal! I was like, oh, he didn't say it, huh?
Oh, he said something else.
He said Yongo,
okay.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It would have been funny if one... No, I feel like they should have made Eternal one of his, like, band of rider villains to have with them.
Yeah.
So it just would have been super
somewhere
funny.
There's just an outtake of him actually saying Kamen Rider Eternal when he's himself. Wait, shit, wrong one.
I could probably, like, dub that in myself.
Oh, yeah. Do it!
I kind of wish, like, if Eternal was one of the riders, like, he'd send the riders in, but then he'd, like, stop her, like, no, you stay back, you're precious teammate.
Yeah.
You're the chosen one.
Or I think it'd be awesome if they like teamed up against Drive and Mach or whatever. Just Yongo and Eternal fighting together.
Yep.
That'd be weird. Well, just the same guy making battle grunts twice.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think that's it for the episode.
I think
I think it was.
The movie was great, and next week we'll apparently be talking about the Dekaranger 10 years later movie.
Yes, because I have that.
Well, yeah, it's available.
All right, guys, better fucking binge-watch Dekaranger.
Fuck no.
Fuck that shit.
You know, I watched SPD. That's good enough.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't.
Fuck
your cult. I watched SPD.
Get on that. It's a good show.
No.
It's 37 episodes of awesome.
Fuck that shit. I bailed the fuck out halfway through Wild Force.
Why, though?
I'm in the middle of rewatching it again.
You're a dick.
You're
I really like,
in the words of Navi from the Hero
really
Prime,
like Time
you're
Force.
Shit.
And then Wild Force was shit, and I was like, oh, fuck.
But then it had Forever Red, which was kind
of
neat, but the camera work was shit.
Yeah, well.
Anyways,
moving on.
Moving on to
Let's
the end
of
the
here.
Show.
Moving on.
Thanks everyone for listening. You can subscribe to us at castranger.podbean.com. Find us on iTunes. Woo. We have a Facebook page and tweeted us at Ixie Studios and our individual Twitter accounts.
Noble, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you for proving that we can record an episode without fucking up.
So far.
Yeah.
And then the house fell over.
Damn!
Yeah.
And then for some reason, when you go to listen to the audio later, it's fucked. You know, even though it looked fine.
But I tested it!
You know who also we should thank for this episode being a success? Nikola Tesla. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Without you, we wouldn't
that
have
was last week!
And to leave you people, I'm going to give you a reenactment of Lane at night. Night, everybody.
But you didn't do the bucket.
And end there.
Close enough.
Good night! Good night, everybody!